AA8RK Mobile.
NA-PMH Mobile.
Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo.
You going home today or are you here the rest of the week?
No, I'm leaving early Friday to go to the Great Lakes Convention in Cincinnati.
Oh. Okay, get to this weekend.
The convention is just Saturday, and then I'm leaving Cincinnati at Oak Dark 30 Sunday morning to make an 11 o'clock recording session in Redford.
I see. All right, well, I'm just pulling up for a noon meeting late. But we'll catch you around town here the next couple of days. Don't start in trouble, especially if it's anything that would affect me. See ya, W8RTM.
We try. We try to avoid trouble, but if there is trouble, I might even enjoy it. 888RK.
Alan, sometimes I was going to say your, but I'll even say our advanced age, it happens unexpectedly and maybe even subconsciously. So, all right, talk to you soon. W8RTM.
A8RK Mobile, monitoring.
NAYSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
Alpha, Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo, mobile Charlevoix.
You're not too far away from me. I'm over on Thumb Lake Road. Name here is John Juliet Ocean November. How are you doing today?
Oh, good, John. Name's Ralph Romeo Alpha Lima Papa Hotel. Headed into Charlevoix to meet up with a bunch of relatives, but he's been good. I got home for a bit, went out and had breakfast with a friend. Headed to Charlevoix now. Nothing too exciting. It's a lovely day. Not too hot, not too sunny. It's going to be a good day to be outdoors.
Okay, Charlevoix, where are good places to eat?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we're here once a year, and there's a bar. I mean, it depends on what kind of food you want. Usually we opt for simple things. Then various young persons won't get into trouble, you know.
So what, does that mean you go to McDonald's?
No Mackey Do's, no, but There's the Harbor Cafe, which is like a Coney Island, sort of. That seems to get the most traffic. But I think we're going to have dinner here somewhere, but I don't know where. That will be dictated to me later.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm in Charlevoix, it's more of a quick beat. Or covers.
Okay, I think I got some of that. You're pretty much in and out, and I am down by the bridge. Don't know how I'm getting in, but I got to find a place to park, figure out where the rest of the wrecking crew are right now. So, 7:30, have a good day. 888-RK Mobile, Charlevoix.
Okay, I bumped up the power, so it should be a little bit bad. I've been kind of a soft spot. Okay. Here, have a good one, Ralph. AARKNAYSS, Uni Mobile. 7-3, enjoy your dinner with the get together.
KUS Mobile.
KABCW Mobile.
N8MJL testing.
Heather Drake, Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf.
He has a link.
Hi, Mr. Jim. Figured I'd warm up 1-4 a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to replace the computer there. I was going to offer if you needed another Raspberry Pi, let me know. I didn't know what your replacement was going to be up there at the ELC.
I don't know if the computer needs replacing. I think it just needs a reboot or something, or maybe it got stuck in the off setting or something like that. So, I'm just gonna jump up here and figure out what's wrong. If it's computer related, then I've got something I can throw in as a spare. But I'd have to make a second trip for that.
Okay. ACATG, listening on 1-9, so I'm not too sure what system you're into. 7-3, have fun.
I'm on the Leelanau repeater, Lake Leelanau machine. Any EMH mobile.
Mobile.
Hi, AC8AY, KD8KCB, copy? AC8AY, KD8KCB, you copy? The AC8AY, KD8KCB, clear to 29.
Barf, Benzie Amateur Radio, Friends Net, will start in 5 minutes, 5 minutes, W-A-R-E-J. Good evening, this is the Barf, Benzie Amateur Radio, Friends Net. I'm W-A-R-E-J, the name is Rob, located in beautiful downtown Beulah. I'm the net control station for this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins with the following: Echolink stations, mobile stations, or short time stations. If you're one of those three, call me now with your call sign and your name. Slowly, please.
KB8SBJ, mobile and short time.
Thanks, Bob. Anyone else that fits one of those categories?
K-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
I thought, what would Edgar say again?
K-A-8-H-Y-E, Kilo Alpha 8, Hotel Yankee Echo. And I'm on Echolink tonight.
Okay, we got you there. Anyone else that is an Echolink station, mobile, or a short timer?
Net Control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, name is Mike.
Okay, short timer or mobile or what?
Yeah, you could put me down a short timer at this time.
Okay, anybody else that is a Echolink station, mobile station, or a short timer? So come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie. Dave on an HT in Petoskey.
Okay, Dave. All righty. We're going to check. I'm sorry. Hang on a minute. I was trying to do three things at once, and none of them worked. So, okay. Are there any other stations that are Echolink, mobiles, or short timers only? If so, call now with your call sign and your name. Okay, we will take general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, John in Beulah.
AA4R Bill.
Okay, we've got John and Bill. Anyone else?
WNAP. Larry Marilla.
Okay, got you, Larry. Okay, well, good evening, all. This has just been kind of a better day today. It doesn't seem like it was near as humid, and that was very nice. We had to go to the eye doctor for my wife, and we had to go to Tragic City today, so I always hate that. Got the car washed anyway. So, Let's see, other than that, what do we have going on? Oh, tomorrow my wife's got a yard sale, and I'm going to have a bunch of tools in it. If you need clamps and tools and all kinds of stuff, we've got it. So, alrighty, we'll go to the top here. Short-timer Bob and Mobile, KV8, SPJ, and standby Edgar.
Yeah, good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there tonight? This is KB8FBJ. Yeah, I'm away home from CERT meeting, and CERT meeting at the Government Center there in Beulah. And it is a lovely evening. And last week I talked about the frequency change. That is still happening. I've been promised. Insurance is made. I just got to wait for the technical things to happen. So, again, everybody will have advance notice so you don't get lost on the air and not be able to find us. But that is coming, and I'll be sure to let everybody know. I think that's all I got for tonight, Rob. I'm driving, and I don't want to yank on the radio, and I'm almost at my destination. So, I will let you go, and I'll talk to everybody next week. KB8SBK.
Okay, Bob, very good. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you next week, that's for sure. Okay, Edgar, KA8HYE, take it away and stand by Mike.
Well, this is KA8HYE, and good evening to Nanette. Just a nice day. We stayed around the house, did a little bit of outside work and a little bit of inside work, and just enjoyed being here. So real nice to listen to all you, and good luck. Thanks for taking the net. This is KA8HYE.
Okay, Edgar, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll see if you're there on the second go-round to come back at you there. Okay, Mike, WAPCM, and stand by Dave.
Oh, I got two calls. This is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. I'd like to say good evening to everybody. Nothing much going on down here in Royal Oak. That's all I check in, so... In this time is short time. I was watching YouTube yesterday, and I guess there was a train derailment on a horseshoe curve. So I parked on that for a while and watched how they put everything back on the track. So they had it all cleaned up by about 10 o'clock this morning. So anyways, nothing more to say. Back to Net Control, WAVPC. Good evening.
Okay, Mike, WAVPC, we have you down as a one and done. And, yeah, train derailments are a strange brew, I'll tell you. And some of the just the smallest things cause them to happen, I guess. So, anyway, moving on to Dave, KF8DDC. Take it away and stand by John with no H.
Roger that. Good evening, everybody on the net. KF8DDC. Dave normally from Flushing, but up here on a vacation, just chilling out, taking it easy, sitting here on the back porch and looking at the beautiful Lake Michigan, and just drinking it all in. It's fantastic, fantastic weather right now. I know downstate we're getting quite a drought. So all the grass is brown and everything's withering for the most part. We need some rain downstate, that's for sure. But everything looks pretty nice up here. I don't see any big signs of drought. Probably not getting a whole lot of rain, but still better than us down there. So with that, everything's looking great. Everything's just a beautiful week thus far. And I just want to get on here and that and say hi to everybody. KF8DDC, back to Net Control.
Very good, Dave. Yeah, and enjoy your stay up here. And It's been nasty up here. We've had very high humidity and high heat, high temperatures, and very little rain. In fact, last night it rained pretty hard for, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. I guess it was early this morning, but it came down pretty steady. But yeah, our forests are tinder boxes, so be careful out there, folks. All right, this is W8REJ. This is the Barb Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, and we are moving on to John, AB9NN. Take it away, John, and stand by Bill.
Okay, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet this evening. So good to hear everybody chiming in. Boy, big event today was got to swap out the protective case on my cell phone. And boy, actually put about, I guess about an hour to an hour and a half into it trying to... It was easy enough to get the old case off because the old case had fractured and was peeling apart, and I was able to extract that very readily. But trying to get the cell phone into the new case, I had a devil of a time. I made a mistake when I was trying to put it together, and I had to back it away from that, and it took me a while. And Jane finally helped me out with that, and got me squared away. So anyway, that's the big event here. Not too much going on. Had a day off today. Normally would have been a day of mowing, as Monday would have been. But they've been doing aeration at Champion Hill Golf Course, and that makes a huge mess of the golf course as they pull the plugs out of the turf, and then they have to get them all scraped up and shoveled away, and then they have to put sand, top dressing on the greens and get that rolled in. That takes a while to get done, so the golf course has been closed for a couple of days now, several days actually, and I think it's going to be opening up tomorrow afternoon, and so I'll be out mowing on Friday. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll have been a week since I mowed last Friday, so been doing some wildlife photography and getting caught up on some reading. So that's about it from the edge of Beulah. With that, back to net control for maybe 9, and then John and Beulah. Have a great night, everyone.
Okay, John, thanks for checking in, and if you miss the mowing, you can come over and do mine. I mean, you know, what's a friend for? To help you out, right? Okay. All right, Bill, AA4R, take it away, and stand by Larry.
Okay, W8REJ in the group, AA4R. Well, we had our little potluck for our neighborhood tonight, so... Got filled up with hamburgers and all the desserts that they had. Had a good evening. And I've got company coming tomorrow. My daughter and her husband and my son and his wife all coming in for the long weekend. So looking forward to their arrival tomorrow. We'll have a house full. Otherwise, we're doing okay. W8REJ, A4R.
Very good, Bill. Yeah, we missed you last week. Just check in when you can. We understand summer is a bear sometimes. All right, Larry, WNAP, take it away, and then we will do a standby.
Yeah, okay. This is WNAP, and hello to everyone on the net. In the group. Well, if you're a constructor, either from a kit or, you know, you put your own parts list together, order parts, whatever. So when you get around to segregating all the parts out and you're looking for some container or containers to put the parts in, Sam's Club sells 5 dozen eggs. That's 60 eggs, and they're in two layers with a partition for each layer of 30 eggs, and it's they're a compressed paper, you know, I guess a imitation cardboard, but compressed paper. So and so with 30. With 30 divots, it's there's enough there for all your parts for your projects. And don't use the yellow styrofoam egg cartons because the styrofoam will take on an ESD charge, and you want to protect any ESD critical integrated circuits. Okay, back to net control from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, yeah, that's one of the things I could never figure out is they'll take and they'll put eggs in that basically paper carton, and yet when you get batteries, you got to use a chainsaw to get them out. I could never figure that out, so. Alrighty, well anyway, okay, we are at the bottom of the list, first time through. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ, and if you'd like to join the net here, come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Whiskey 8 Romeo, Papa Mike. My name is Ron, mobile in Lanson, and we can be in and out. Because I have a feeling by the time you got back to me, we'd be gone. I just wanted to give you another check-in, say 73 to the net, beautiful weather in Sheboygan County today. And everybody enjoy the rest of summer with the Romeo Papa Mike.
Okay, Ron, very good. Hey, thanks for checking in. We got you down here as a one and done. Is there anyone else who would like to join the BarfNet? Okay, Bob is one and done, and Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E, take it away, and stand by Dave. Okay, Edgar must have been a one and done there. So, all right, Dave, K-F-8-D-D-C, take it away, and stand by John.
Roger that. Don't have a whole lot more to add to it. Got a lot of people coming down here checking out the beautiful sunset. Fairly clear skies. A little bit of haze out there. I don't know if Canada's still burning or not, but there's a little bit of haze out there. In Genesee County, where I'm from, as far as mowing goes, we haven't mowed our lawn in at least a month and a half. It's probably getting pretty close to 2 months. So that's how bad it is down there. Everything is dead brown. Pretty nasty looking around there. So you got it's not quite as bad up here. I can tell a little bit, but it's still beautiful up here. And fortunately, I came in a great week for humidity because it's humidity has been fairly low as well. So with that, 7-3 to everybody. Take care. KF8DDC, Dave, formerly from Flushing, but my dog doesn't like me either. But talking from Petoskey, we'll send it back to net control.
Okay, very good. Hey, thanks for checking in this evening, and have a good time while you're up here and spend lots of money. We need it. Okay. All right, John, AB9NN, take it away.
Okay, AB9NN, returning to the BarfNet, and marveling at the wonderful temperatures that we've had in the last couple of weeks. It's been been really nice, and I can tell it's starting to get a little cooler in the evenings when I take Molly out for her evening constitutional, and it's getting darker in the evenings as well, and I'm still starting mowing at 5:30 in the morning because the first tee times are still at 6:30 in the morning, and boy, I tell you, it's getting pretty dark at 5:30 in the morning now. It's I mow with lights on, and boy, if there's clouds in the sky and there's no starlight or moonlight, it's very, very dark. So it gets to be a little bit challenging, especially if you get a real heavy dew and it's dark, then it's really hard to see your mow lines and figure out where you have to mow on the edges to prevent scalding. So memory serves pretty well so far this year, so been lucky that way. With that, back to net control for maybe 9 and then John and Dula.
Thanks again, John, for checking in. And yeah, mowing in the dark is not fun, I'll bet. So, but have you heard whether or not the state's going to pass the move it and leave it time period?
I haven't heard. The last thing I heard, it was a national issue, and it was through one House of Congress, but hasn't gone through the other House of Congress yet, so still up in the air, apparently.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I guess you're right. I thought it was, for some reason I had it in my head, it was a Michigan thing, but no, you're right. I did read that it was a nationwide thing, so very good. Okay, Bill, AA4R, put down that hamburger and jump on the horn.
Okay, W8RAJ in the net, AA4R. Well, we polished off the hamburger, and that was good. And, John, I have never had the pleasure of cutting grass with headlights. I can't imagine it would be a tedious project. Bless you, getting out there that early, though. Yeah, I was up about 5:30 this morning, and it was pretty dark. All right, everybody have a good week. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, Rob, for taking the net. W8REJ in the group, AA4R.
You got it, Bill. Thanks for checking in there. And one of these days we'll have to go out and get a burger or something there. So just let me know when you have the time and you want to do it. I'll match it with my wife's schedule. All righty, WNAP, Larry, take it away.
Okay, hello to the group again. This is WNAP, and I lived in Singapore for 4 years, and they're a metric country, or as it is today, SI, System International, the modern metric system, and eggs are not sold by the dozen. They're sold by cartons of 10. They're a metric country. Or you can get them, I wouldn't call it a carton, but anyway, it's a quantity of 30. So getting eggs about a dozen is something I guess maybe just the U.S. does. Okay, 7-3 everybody. Stay hydrated. This is WNAP Clear.
Okay, Larry, thanks again for checking in this evening. And yeah, eggs are, we used to get eggs when I worked at the officers club. They'd come in, I don't know how many were in a box, but it was a big box with two of those layers of cartons or of the with the sleeves and the eggs in it. So I got pretty proficient at cracking those bad boys, though, into a big bowl. So there you go.
All right, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ, Rob in beautiful downtown Beulah, and we're going to close the net here. I want to check and see if there's anyone who would like to join before I close her down. Come now with your call sign, your name, slowly, please. Okay, I want to thank everybody that checked in this evening. The BarfNet meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency, the Crystal Mountain Repeater. In addition to this, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of each month, except December, at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. If you haven't been there before, you walk in the front door, go straight back, and just before you hit the wall, you turn left, and you'll see a bunch of us there. So, anyway, whoever's listening is always welcome. I'm going to now return the repeater to normal operation. We'll clear the net, and this is W8REJ. We'll say 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.
KABCW Mobile.